This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, they're the home of the binary trigger, the Reformation line, the Providence line, militia line, salutes. Go check them out. FranklinArmory.com. Schadenfreude is not a very kind emotion. And it can veer and metamorphosize into, dangerously, into hubris, which the Greeks tell us the gods always punish hubris. Nevertheless, Schadenfreude has to be the dominant emotion when a black Democrat who's married to L.A.'s first black district attorney brandishes a gun at a Black Lives Matter activist who showed up early in the morning to protest the DA's belief that her job requires her to prosecute criminals. Did you catch all of that? I don't really want to. It's so wordy, I don't want to have to repeat it all, but we're talking about Jackie Lacey, the district attorney, and her husband, David. And the prime actor in this drama is Melina Abdullah, who identifies herself on Twitter, because, you know, that is the curriculum vitae of the 21st century, on Twitter as a professor of Pan-African Studies at Cal State LA, hashtag Black Lives Matter organizer, Pan-Africanist, hip-hop scholar, womanist, truth-teller, mama. I would love to see the business card. According to Abdullah's speakers page, she is the ultimate woke scholar, for which she is a recognized expert on race, gender, class, and social movements. Also, she's a womanist. What is a womanist? Anybody? She is a womanist and scholar, she is a womanist, scholar, activist, understanding the role that she plays in the academy as intrinsically linked to broader struggles for the liberation of oppressed people. And she is one other thing which is not on her business card. She's a bully who cries foul when people stand up to her. Now, according to, and I don't know how I would address her. Would it be Miss Abdullah? Madam? I don't know. Anyway, according to her, she and a crowd of Black Lives Matter protesters showed up early in the morning at Jackie Lacey's house for a community meeting she promised and rang her bell to invite her. Now, apparently, David Lacey did not feel that this was a friendly invitation. So instead, he opened the door with a gun in hand, warning the activists to leave or get shot, and that he was calling the police. Oh, that kind of irony. I love it. On Twitter, Melanie went to, you know, got on Twitter. I'm in front of DA Jackie Lacey's house for that community meeting she promised with the at BLM ALA crew. Rang her bell to invite her. Her husband pulled a gun, cocked it, and pointed it at my chest and said, I'll shoot you. I don't care who you are. Bunch of hashtags after that. More information revealed that Abdullah's I'm a victim pose had little to do with the truth. At a press conference later in the day, Jackie Lacey explained what was going on. BLM activist resented the fact that she was acting like a district attorney and not playing the ID politics game because she was black. The key takeaways from her press conference are quite different from Abdullah's version. She also revealed that protesters had been intimidating her in public and in private, including sending death threats, and have shown up at her home before. She said, up until now, I've not really wanted to share with you what it's been like. As District Attorney of L.A. County, I've received threats, some of them death threats. I have been followed, photographed while with my family, confronted at an art museum, confronted at fundraisers. All of this because I choose to do my job. We expect that people will exercise their First Amendment right, but our home is our sanctuary, and I do not believe it is fair or right for protesters to show up at the homes of people who dedicate their lives to public service. I don't think you ever get used to anybody coming to your house. It was frightening. I deal with this in a calm manner so people think that I'm used to it. Well, I'm here to tell you that I am not. I get that. It also turned out that despite Abdullah's claim that she just wanted to talk, that's not really what she wants. During the press conference, Lacey affirmed that she had been willing to meet with BLM activists, but that the group only wants large events, not small gatherings or one-on-one meetings. She said, it seems like what they like is to embarrass me and intimidate me. My hope is that one day that might change, that maybe, just maybe, if I keep reaching out, that someone will want to sit down and have a conversation that's productive. This is a moment to relish. And let me explain why. Not everybody that claims to be a Democrat is a leftist. And some Democrats own guns. Now, I don't care if there is a pattern, and I've been followed, I've been staked out, I've been filmed, I've had people walk up on me. The only problem is that most of them are trying to intimidate unarmed, which, you know, I never get that. One time I've had somebody that was filming me, and I'm not going to put out who it was, but I know who it was, and you know I know. They were filming me, and where nobody else in my neighborhood could see, I let the garage door go up where they were filming my house. And I had I pulled out this Glock 34 that Salient Arms had built for me, which had a nice gold barrel, and I press-checked it so they could see me press-check it. And then I put it in a holster and put my jacket over the holster, and I started towards them. When they decided to hit the street and get out of there, they had unfortunately ran into the police officer that was waiting for them. So the beauty of this particular moment right now is that this is all on the Democrat side of the aisle. This internal warfare that is breaking down the left is beautiful to behold for those of us who believe, you know, we, the American people, are one rather than we're dozens of victim groups fighting for our share of the government largesse. I want my piece of the pie. Give it to me now. Additionally, when you see a black man wielding a legal gun to defend his home and family, that's us watching the Second Amendment in action. And if I don't care who you are, I don't care what party you belong to, if you're being intimidated by a mob, by all means, go to guns. Self-defense. Faced with a threatening mob, everybody, you know, you remember the thing where Tucker Carlson's wife was, it was Tucker Carlson's wife. She was they were outside the house, a big mob of them. How brave. So it's really nice for every American to have a little firepower, just in the event they have to face a mob. And David Lacey, Mr. Lacey, sir, you acted appropriately, and kudos to you, sir. I got no argument with you. Philosophically and politically, I may be different from you, the way I think, but hey, good job, sir. So, yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
mind is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Joe Biden won in South Carolina, and he won quite a few last night on Super Tuesday. And this was, you know, the South Carolina thing was meant to show everybody that, plus we had Operation Chaos going on here in South Carolina. So this was supposed to show all the powers that be that Sleepy Joe is still a viable candidate, and you have the specter of an unelectable Bernie the Red hovering over the Democratic Party. And the Democrat powers that be decided to call in a few people, and Buttigieg, and I know her name is Klobuchar, but I call her Klobacher just because I can. Called them in, gave them chips and the game for later on down the road. And then they both abruptly dropped out of the race within 36 hours of Super Tuesday. The Democrat Party is a powerful little group after all. Now, Bloomberg has dropped out as well. The problem is that Joe Biden's escalating mental confusion may be more powerful still, as demonstrated by his latest and most spectacular gaffe. And I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to take you back in time. This is going to seem like a non sequitur, but just stick with me, okay? Just stick with me. Back in 1992, when H. Ross Perot launched his quixotic presidential campaign, he chose Admiral James Stockdale as his running mate. Now, unbeknownst to the shamefully ignorant media, Stockdale was a great man. In 1965, after ejecting from his disabled plane over North Vietnam, he was taken prisoner and sent to the Hanoi Hilton, where he was held for the next 7.5 years. As a senior naval officer there, he led the prisoner resistance and suffered mightily for that, being routinely tortured in ways that you don't really want to contemplate. Upon his return to America, he received the Medal of Honor and continued in the Navy until he retired as Vice Admiral. He then spent the next 2 years as president of the Naval War College, attempted to reform some of the more medieval aspects of the Citadel here in South Carolina, and finally closed out his career working at the Hoover Institution. And throughout his time, he proved to be a deep and serious philosopher. In 1992, when Stockdale appeared for the vice presidential debate, not only had the Perot campaign failed to prepare him, it was the first time many people had ever seen him. They knew nothing about his greatness. They only knew that what the left-leaning media had told them, which was that he was a retired admiral allied with that crackpot, Ross Perot. Stockdale, still crippled by his ordeal in Vietnam, white-haired and wearing thick black-framed glasses without a working hearing aid, and decided to open the debate by asking a philosophical question as a predicate to introducing himself to America. Who am I, and why am I here? And by the end of the debate, they were lambasting him as a senile old man who had somehow wandered into a presidential election. And Saturday Night Live, the home of moral indecency, did a sketch cementing that image. And here's the point of what I just told you. The same media that destroyed a man of incredible decency, courage, and intelligence are trying to tell us that a man who is visibly crumbling before our eyes is fit to be the president of the United States, the most powerful country in the world. Now, if the media, well, listen, the media, if they're saying something, they're lying to you. They're always dishonest. They're frequently ignorant. Sometimes that switches back and forth. Sometimes they're just ignorant because they don't know what they're talking about. But Biden's gaffes are legion. He's had episodes where he didn't know where he was. He picks fights and goes ad hominem on people in his town halls. He insults people. He forgets that he's not running for the Senate now. He's running for the presidency. He gets confused when he tries to pander to black people. He imagines that half the country was killed by guns in the last 13 years. 150 million since 2007, I think it was.
150 million. That's what, you know. On Monday, he outdid himself when he completely forgot what the Declaration of Independence said and ended up calling our creator the thing. Like some creature out of a Godzilla movie. And this is not the Babylon Bee I'm talking about. This is Joe Biden. He was quoted on Twitter. My name is Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Vote for me on Super Thursday in North South Carolina because we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the, you know, the thing. And the mainstream media are not talking about this. They won't talk about this very evident gap. And they cannot talk about it because when compared to Bernie the Red, Joe Biden is the best that the Democrat Party has to offer to the American people. A corrupt, senile, really, really creepy old man. And I got to ask you a question, Democrats, I really do. It's very clear to me that either Hillary Clinton has got so much Chardonnay floating around in her brain tissue right now that she can't walk. Or you guys keep wanting to go with, you believe Biden can win. And the ones you pick are always the most infirm. And now Trump's the youngest guy running for president. Doesn't it seem they just don't have a bench? They do not have a deep bench at all. But I'm really finding it interesting, though, what's happening. The Democrats are going to steal this from Bernie. The Bernie bros are going to go crazy. Bernie bros, when you go crazy, take my advice, don't come to where I live. Don't come to South Carolina. Don't come and try to raise the roof here. And I would advise you not to do it anywhere, you know, for your own well-being. But you guys are a bunch of talkers, and you're not really good at doing things. Even your guy, Hodgkinson, when he had the drop on everybody, couldn't shoot and kill anybody. He was an assassin looking at killing, being a mass murderer, and he couldn't pull that off. And he had the element of surprise against a bunch of unarmed people. This is not your game. You're not combatants. You're going to get out there. If you go for combat, if you try to go that way, you're just going to get hurt. Stay home, Bernie Bros. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An emergency coronavirus spending bill is headed to the Senate after a quick passage by the House. The vote came after the House and Senate negotiators struck a bipartisan deal on the roughly $8 billion measure. President Trump could get the bill signed by the end of the week. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are discussing the coronavirus. Alabama Republican Congressman Mike Rogers criticizes China's response to the outbreak.
I remain concerned that Chinese officials knowingly withheld essential information from both public and international health community in the most critical stages of this outbreak.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is thanking his staff and supporters after suspending his Democratic presidential campaign. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow is notching its second biggest single-day point gain ever. At the closing bell, the Dow was up 1173 to close at 2791. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
You check them out at franklinarmory.com. So here we are. We have COVID-19, I guess they call it. Since the moment coronavirus, which I've always thought of Corona as a really good beer. I know that sounds facetious, but I just don't understand where that came from. But anyway, I digress. It doesn't matter. Since it entered the media's vocabulary, the media and the Democrat Party have been working diligently to assure you, the American people, that it's the second coming of the Black Death and that it's all Trump's fault. Never mind that, Trump didn't do it. It'd be really interesting to see how anybody would do that, but that's beside the point, once again. Disgustingly, many of them have been insisting that it will destroy the American economy, which, after all, is one of Trump's biggest selling points. And I'm certain people who shall be named, like Paul Krugman, I'm talking to you, punk, seemed to celebrate the stock market's big drop last week. But see, the stock market is already recovering. And it's posting huge gains. It posted huge gains on Monday. Don Serber, one of the most astute bloggers around, was unsurprised by the market's gyrations because he had predicted this event a long time ago. He said the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 357 points on Friday, capping a week in which the blue chip index fell 3,583 points, or 12.4%. The Dow is down 16.3% from its recent peak on February 12th. This is the correction I predicted for 2020 in highlights on December 31st. He said, then, I am tepid on the stock market. The total market value of American companies is now 144% of the GDP. Excuse me. I see a mid-year correction of 10% to 15%. The press will cheer again to their great disappointment as the stocks will rebound. They will fall, and they will bounce back. But history shows big growth following a year like this year's huge growth. Also, it's a presidential re-election year. My advice is always to watch what Warren Buffett does. Lots of people do that, too. He continued on, there's no way I knew that a new strain of flu would trigger the correction, but this gives the stock market time to weed out the weak stocks and rally around the strong ones. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average should hit 30,000 by year's end. Now, as we go along, we can probably expect more gyrations from the stock market as the media hypes every death from coronavirus, while ignoring the tens of thousands of annual deaths from the flu, as happens every year. And then the Dow jump showed that the market is already figuring out what the media are over, that they're overreacting. We get this. The stock market roared back from an abysmal week last week in response to fears over how the spread of coronavirus could impact business around the world. The Dow Jones Industrial closed 1,293.96 points higher, or 5.1%, at 26,703.32. The move on a percentage basis was the Dow's biggest since March 2009. It was also the largest ever points gain for the 30-stock average. The S&P 500 climbed 4.6%, its best one-day performance since December 26, 2018, to close at 3,090.23. Now, according to Politico, the reason for this rebound is investors' belief that the central bank will step in and save things. They said stocks rose sharply on Wall Street Monday as traders hope that central banks will take action to help shelter the global economy from the effects of coronavirus outbreak. Despite the pickup in stocks, the bond market signaled that investors are still worried. Bond prices climbed, pushing yields to more record lows. All this other stuff. All of this may sound right, but there may be more going on. Right now we see China's fragility on display, and there's going to be renewed interest in moving manufacturing out of China. China's a thuggish country. They abuse trade with the world all over the place, and they use slave labor at home. Bringing manufacturing out of China and making it easier for businesses to do business here in the United States. Right now, this whole coronavirus, what it is doing is it's actually showing the truth to what Trump has been saying, because he's been saying, I'm going to get this stuff back. Remember when Obama said that it would never be back? He said, forget those jobs, it'll never be back. Right now, the greenies love this because coronavirus has practically shut down air pollution in China. I guess there's something to be said for that. American workers and manufacturers will also love it because they already do, as it brings products and profits back home, especially if Trump can convince both the federal government and the states to lower barriers to starting new manufacturing businesses in America or to resurrecting old ones. Trump was right all along when he said our dependence on China was a problem. Remember? Imagine how bad things would have been if he hadn't started disentangling things practically on his first day in office. And imagine how bad things would have been if Trump, the germaphobe, hadn't had the political courage to shut down our borders to traffic from China. I like having a hard head in D.C. as the president. Don't you? Do you like that? I like it. There's no reason for us to leave anything in China along the lines of manufacturing. All of these rules that got put in place and everything that made it easier for manufacturers to have their stuff done overseas, that's easily pulled back if you have the will. That's easily pulled back if you have the will. Another interesting aside, before we get into the next break, I saw this, and if we have to finish it, we can, but Facebook is cracking down on the sale of guns and ammunition on the platform. And but, see, Facebook will sell me ads all day long because I don't sell guns or ammo. I talk about it, but I don't sell it, right? Users on Facebook frequently have their posts deleted. I've had one deleted, and I was accused of being a xenophobe, and it was the only viral post I've ever had. I did a list of, and it wasn't even my list. I just reposted it. I was accused of all kinds of fun things, but, oh, it was lovely. But the Democrats are not happy with Facebook right now because they're not anti-gun enough. A bunch of senators in the U.S. Senate wrote, "We write to express concern that despite Facebook's ban of gun sales on its platforms, users are nonetheless able to facilitate firearm transactions in private Facebook groups specifically designed to skirt Facebook's ban on firearm sales." I've never seen one of those, by the way. I'm a member of many gun groups. All the gun groups that I'm a member of, they are very cautious. They will not allow any of this stuff to go on. And here they are, apparently, we the people who are the intrepid gun people find ways to get around all kinds of tech things that get in the way. Even though, you know, if they would just pay attention, if they'd actually look out the window, they'd see how many of us hate Facebook. I don't know what to think. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him.
is addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. Well, did you see this thing coming out of Denver, where the AOC wannabe, who they're referring to as a failing Democratic socialist, was trying to extricate herself from the political fallout that's come from her encouraging the spread of coronavirus at Trump rallies. Listen, I talk a lot about what would happen if we met the leftists in the field of combat. And it would be very one-sided, and it would be horrible. And I am not looking forward to that day. If it does have to come, I want it to come while I'm around. But I don't want it to come around. At the end of the day, I don't want it to come around. I wish nothing ill on any of these people, and they keep testing this sentiment of mine. And maybe of yours, too, because we're out there saying, oh, but they're Americans, and they're this, and they're that. And we keep trying to rationalize why we just don't clean the floor with them. And then we have this, her name is Candy Sitabaka. And what she did was she retweeted some leftist lunatic's vow to do that with some manic emoji-infused cheerleading. And according to Denver's Fox 31 News, Sitabaka quoted a tweet that said, "For the record, if I do get the coronavirus, I'm attending every MAGA rally I can." And Sitabaka responded and quoted the tweet by saying, "Solidarity, yes." I've seen the tweet, although it's already been deleted. I don't really care about the tweet, to be honest with you. So, let me align myself here so I know what I'm talking about.
You've got a leftist Politico here styling herself as Denver's answer to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who, by the way, struck out on Super Tuesday. None of her people that she was backing, she was trying to set herself up as a power broker. They may even write her district out of there, which I don't know how you're a power broker when you're not in office. But she's trying to be, you know, the next coming of Nancy Pelosi. She wants to be the next Pelosi and the next headhunter, and she struck out. So, but here we have, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing this lady's name right. I don't care. Let's just call her Candy. Candy. So we're talking about Candy, and, you know, she's threatening to spread coronavirus, which, if you're the right kind of person, which is an older person, or if you have some really bad health issues or something going on, this can be deadly just like any other respiratory disease can. And, you know, targeting Trump rallies, and while they're discussing, you know, basically, they're not committing murder here. They're just facilitating death. And so I don't know what the proper legal case or thing to say would be, but they're using low intelligence emoji filled laughter with it too. People that get exposed to coronavirus spend weeks in isolation just to prevent the spread to others. Whole economies are going down in East Asia because of it. Candy knows the disease is extremely contagious as well as deadly for the vulnerable, such as older people and people with compromised immune systems. But since she's none of that, she'll gladly spread it to people whose politics dissent from her own. Colorado GOP has called on her to resign, but she hasn't even apologized, so she probably won't resign. And this kind of talk is, you know, a very good example of the kind of garbage coming out of the other Democrat socialists these days, such as the Iowa-based creep exposed by undercover investigative reporter James O'Keefe, leading any normal person to conclude, when Democrats tell you who they really are, believe them. Hashtag coronavirus. So, and, you know, I see a picture of her, you know, beaming at the camera. It's great. You know, she's young, photogenic, all this other fun stuff. Apparently stupid. Now, the thing is, just because she is refusing to apologize, that doesn't mean that she isn't trying to run out on her tab and evade consequences and extricate herself from the inevitable fallout from this sick threat. She ought to be arrested for giving the weaponization of the disease that she's threatening. You know, that's what that is. You can, I think it's, is it AIDS or herpes? You can get arrested for knowingly infecting people with that. It's some form of assault. But then we get this from a Denverite. As of Tuesday at about 10 a.m., Candy's retweet, which included the hashtag solidarity, yes, and some laughing emojis, has been shared about 350 times and liked about 204 times. The comments keep piling on. Mostly, it seems, from conservative Twitter users calling for her resignation. Lisa Calderon, Candy's chief of staff, sent us this statement about the tweet. I'm going to let you have it verbatim. Councilwoman Candy made a sarcastic tweet on Twitter to call attention to the Trump administration's downplaying of the coronavirus outbreak as a hoax, no more dangerous than the common flu. Rather than conservative outlets making a four-day-old tweet their focus on Super Tuesday, they should focus their energy on demanding a competent federal response to this public health crisis. Instead, Mayor Michael Hancock has opted to stay out of the fray. Mike Strutt, a spokesperson for the mayor's office, said it wouldn't be commenting on the tweet. We focused on the work of ensuring public health and safety. The public health challenges of this virus are very real, and our goal is to minimize the risk for everyone. Politics don't factor into this. That's a grotesque explanation, isn't it? She claimed she was being sarcastic and not understanding the meaning of the word, and therefore it was fine, you know. She compounds the effort by trying to spread some lies. When she can't spread disease, lies will have to do, by falsely claiming that President Trump called the whole disease epidemic a hoax, something that landed many a media hound in trouble for spreading that themselves. Trump called the Democratic narrative that he wasn't doing anything about the epidemic their hoax, which would make her a hoaxer, given that she's jumping right in after the claim has been discredited. They don't ever look at that stuff, though. Trump, in fact, has been praised by public health officials for his decisive coronavirus response, rendering her claim that nothing is being done extremely dishonest. And why the heck would that justify killing others by spreading a deadly disease? No matter what the explanation. She compounds the problems in her explanation even further by attacking Republicans, by saying Republicans are focused on a four-day-old tweet as if the days past make it all right for to tweet these kind of threats. And lastly, there's no apology. She's not sorry in the least. Any disgust with the sick tweet she put out was on us, not her. It's the sort of thing that would make you think she might be ready to really willing to spread coronavirus as a political weapon against dissidents. Democrats haven't done anything about this, but it's not going well for her. If you look at her YouTube, it shows nothing but dislikes and negative comments and a mere dozen or so followers, and that doesn't sound like somebody who's a rising power. She's building herself as Mrs. Clean to the voters, but has rapidly been caught up in a scandal in Denver attempting to place her wife on the city payroll, a bona fide conflict of interest. Now she's calling for the weaponization of a disease. Yeah. She needs a visit from the Secret Service over this one. I think that would be splendid. We should be getting a visit from the founder of DeSantis Gun Leather, Gene DeSantis, when we get back as we head into hour number two. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.